all I had is hitters. Promise and swag, so they're admitting.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to another episode of the 503 for the Fans podcast. This is Noah, and you guys are listening to episode 10, as I'll be going into tonight's much-needed victory over Houston after taking a loss yesterday against OKC. But before I dive into this episode, make sure to follow the podcasting network I'm a part of at their Twitter at PulsePod Network, and follow their website at PulsePodcastNetwork.com, as you guys can find my podcast and many other great ones as well. So let's dive right into this. The Blazers came on top 110 to 101 tonight. It was a very much needed win. The Blazers were 22-17 coming into this game. It was a much needed win. I mean, they needed this. It was a back to back against two prominent playoff teams, OKC and Houston. And I mean, I'm happy with splitting it. It would have been ideal to win both. We were in the position to win both, but I'm happy with how it went. I mean, we stopped James Harden even with 38 points. He had 35 shots. He shot 13 of 35 from the field. He shot 5 of 17 from three-point land, 38 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 7 turnovers, a plus and minus of negative 14. So it wasn't a good night for him. I mean, like, it seemed like he was just really wanting that 40. And I swear to God, it was like he was just hucking up shots. He was 3 of 15 in the first quarter. I mean, that's some people don't even put up 15 shots in a game. Damian Lillard didn't even put up 15 shots this game. He was 5 of 15. Yeah, he was 5 of 15 tonight. He put up 15 shots. James Harden put up as many shots as Dame did the whole game in the first quarter. So, that speaks to the team. I mean, that's how much Houston relies on James Harden. So, I mean, it was a great night for Nurkic again. His 6th straight double-double. I mean, Nurkic for All-Star? I mean, if he keeps this up before All-Star game, I mean, how is he not an All-Star? I mean, 25 and 15, 3 assists, shooting 11 of 18 from the field. He made all the right decisions. I mean, how's he not an All-Star if he keeps this up? It's a 6th straight double-double. He's playing like an animal. He's averaging 21.3 and 12 rebounds over the last 6 games. It's ridiculous. I mean, if we're getting this from him, we're a scary team, a straight-up scary team. And I mean, he went up against Steven Adams yesterday, and he did pretty well, so You got to give it to Nurk. He's been playing the hell out of his... He's been playing the best Blazer basketball he's ever played in his career. And that's hard to say because of Nurkic fever when he first got here. So let's talk about this, though. The Blazers shot 43 of 94 from the field, 45%. It wasn't the best game offensively, but the defense was there. And you got to give credit to Evan Turner. I mean, he played a hell of a night tonight. I mean, he's been banged up all season. I mean, Jason Quick reported on The Athletic that ET's been playing through an injury. He's been battling through. And you got to give it to the guy. I mean, he came out tonight. He guarded one of the best players in the league, easily the hottest player in the league, someone who's dropped 40 points 5 straight games. And that's, no one's done that since Kobe and Jordan. So speaking to that, I mean, he was 2 points off it, but still, ET, you got to give him credit. He did what he needed to do. He played defense. He stripped the ball from Harden. I mean, he easily caused 5 of the 7 turnovers James Harden had. So it was a hell of a night for the Blazers. It was a much needed win. They improved to 23-17. It was a win that we needed. We have the first two are easy. The Hornets isn't as easy, but 3 very, very winnable games. 3 games we need to take advantage of versus the Knicks coming up on Monday. We play the Bulls next at home, and then the Hornets to close out the 5-game homestand. We can improve to 26-17. I'd be happy with that. That's way better than last year. So let's look at this, though. Damian Lillard, another night where I don't know what's up with him. He's been more methodical, not as aggressive. He's not putting up 20 shot games as much. I mean, 17 points, 12 assists. He tied a season high. And 12 assists, that's a very unselfish game. You got what you got from Damian Lillard tonight. He did what he needed. He's showing his growth in his game, and you got to appreciate it. So I can't hate on that. And I just wish he'd be a little more aggressive. But let's talk about this, though. CJ McCollum, he has been very inconsistent this year. Terry Stotts expressed his madness at CJ and his post-game interview after the OKC game. CJ took a questionable shot at the end of the game. So CJ's been up and down, very up and down this season. He's had very good moments, and it was good to see him. I mean, he didn't have the most efficient night. He shot 9 of 21, but he did have 24 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 of 8 from 3-point land. So it was an overall good game from CJ, and it was a game that you will accept, and you get why you pay him. But it's you need this more consistently to understand why you pay him $24 million a year. So another surprise is Jake Layman. I mean, he has came into the multiple games this season. He's contributed. He's brought the energy. He's brought the aggressiveness. So, I mean, you got to give to him. He had 9 points and 2 rebounds off the bench. Mo Harkless didn't play tonight. And I don't think Jake Layman shouldn't play when Mo Harkless is playing. I think he should still play when Mo Harkless plays. But I do see why Mo Harkless gets the edge, because Mo Harkless brings more of an element. I mean, not on the offensive side, because Jake Layman does have a better offensive game than Mo. But when Mo can hit the 3-point shot, he's a very, very good defender. And he can lock up a lot of people in this league. And so I would lean towards Mo. And I get why people want Jake Layman to play. He's becoming quite the fan favorite. So I get why people want Jake Layman to play. But I still do get why Mo Harkless needs to be the prominent player ahead of him. And but that's not saying I think the Blazers shouldn't trade for someone at the deadline. Because I do think Mo Harkless isn't the answer. But I do think we could find someone better. So let's talk about this. James Harden, he has been going absolutely off. And tonight it just felt like he was very, very off. And excuse the 38 points. People are going to say, oh, he still had 38 points. He still killed it out there. I mean, it wasn't like he killed it. I mean, it was at the end of the game, he got some late threes. He hit some tough shots, and you'll live with it. I mean, we got the W. We come out 23-17. We're going to be, I think, tied for fifth in the West. So it's You get everything you get with that. I mean, you can have James Harden go off for 38 points, and we'll take the W any day, and I'll take that any day. Take his stats. I mean, if James Harden wants stats that much and he wants the MVP that bad, I mean, take it. If you're gonna take MVP over Ws, that's confusing to me. So, I mean, the Blazers improved to 15-7 at home. They played very well at home today, and I'm just very impressed with how they've been playing of late. I mean, they've really been playing well of late, and that's a huge part to Nurkic and how he's been playing. So if he keeps on playing like this, I don't see the Blazers slowing down anytime, especially with the schedule easing up a bit. I mean, versus the Knicks, versus Bulls, versus the Hornets, like I said earlier, three winnable games, and then we go on the road to play Denver and Sacramento, and then we play Cleveland at home. So it's a very winnable month, and there's not a lot of playoff teams coming up, so it's an exciting time for the Blazers, and they need to take advantage of it. So it's going to be a short podcast tonight. Make sure to follow my Twitter at 503BlazerFans. Go Blazers. Thank God for the W tonight, and let's get another one again.